Welcome into the program, Pete Abraham of the Boston Globe. Pete, good afternoon.
Rich, how are you?
I'm doing well. As panic ensued in parts of Red Sox Nation, three losses in a row for the first time since April.
Well, I'm looking out on the streets of Fenway Park, and I see no police horses, so I guess we're okay.
Well, good. Glad to hear that. You pointed out online today, what is it, something like two dozen teams this year that have lost at least five in a row?
Yeah, I think all but four teams of the other 29 have already lost at least five, and most of them have lost more than that. So this is really nothing unusual that's happening. The Red Sox, I don't know if they were overdue to have something like this, but they were on a pace to win 114 games, and that's not something that normally happens. So I think they're going to be fine. It was just been a little bit of an offensive downturn the last three or four days, and they'll come out of it soon enough.
And based on what you tweeted out a few minutes ago about your meeting with Alex Cora today, it seems like he's got everything in perspective.
Yeah, he sure does. You know, we have a pregame meeting with the manager every day to talk about some of the different issues and injury updates, things like that. And before we get started today, he told us a nice little story about his twin sons, who are 13 months old, dunking basketballs on their mini hoop and how much fun he had watching that. And, you know, the two boys were going back and forth. And I thought it was kind of neat. I don't think it was intentional on his part that he did that, but I thought it was kind of neat to see a Red Sox manager whose team is scuffling a little bit kind of have that perspective and be talking about his family and things that are obviously more important than baseball games and kind of coming to the park with that perspective. And I think that's what makes him a good manager, is that he knows that it's a long season. He can't put too much emphasis on one bad week or a few bad days. And that it, ultimately what matters is how it all comes out. And I think the Red Sox are perfectly positioned to be just fine.
Well, they've lost a couple of games to a red-hot team, these Cleveland Indians, that were leading the division comfortably for much of the year, but not putting up a great record. But Terry Francona seems to, as he always does, has them peaking as they get ready to hit the final month.
Yeah, the Indians had a very good trade deadline, improving their bullpen with a couple of big additions. Brad Hand, the guy who closed the game last night, was one of them. They've got Andrew Miller, who Red Sox fans are familiar with, back off the disabled list. He's a very good relief pitcher as well. And we've seen both of those guys in this series already. And I think that's part of it, that they did make some key additions. They've got two of the best players in baseball, and Jose Ramirez and Francisco Lindor. So, this is a really good team, and this is a team the Red Sox could run across in the postseason for sure. And while Terry kind of denies it, I'm sure, and his players know, he wants to come back to Fenway Park and have his team play well.
What's behind this recent home run drought for the Red Sox? They haven't had one in a while. Is that just because they've been facing some very good pitching?
Yeah, I think that's part of it. The Philly series, they had some tough pitching, and I think it was, you know, really the team has been so good offensively all year long. They were the only team hitting .270 in the majors for, I think, going on a month, and already have more home runs than they had all last year. They lead the major leagues in doubles, slugging percentage, you know, you name it, they were the tops. And this is just, I think, something that was going to happen at some point over the course of the season. It's kind of been a team-wide thing. There's only been a few guys who are swinging the bat well right now. When Mookie Betts and J.D. Martinez are both in a little bit of a slump at the same time, I think that affects the rest of the team. And this is what you get. You get a couple of bad days. And it'll be interesting to see what happens tonight, because they've always hit Carlos Carrasco, who's starting for Cleveland, pretty well. So maybe this will be the game where they come out of it.
Last night, a little tweak of the batting order by Alex Cora. Will he stick with that lineup tonight?
He did not. He went back to Mitch Moreland in third and J.D. Martinez fourth. So that was, I guess, just a one-night thing.
Well, you look at this team right now, they've been playing so well all season long. There's bound to be a course correction at some point. And I guess from a fan perspective, you'd rather have it happen now than late in the season before you head on into the playoffs.
Oh, sure. I think it's much more important to be playing well at the end of the year. If you know, whatever kind of slump they're in right now in August, it's not going to matter coming, you know, as they're going into the playoffs. That's the time of the year you want to be playing well. And I do think there is something to be said for playing well at the end of the year. You want to go into the postseason with a little bit of momentum. A lot of times in baseball, it's not the best team that necessarily wins the World Series. It's the team that's playing the best at the time. And I think we saw that last year with the Astros. They were the team that was really playing well at the end of the season, and they carried that straight through. And Cora knows that, having been the bench coach of the Astros. You're going to see the Red Sox take advantage of the expanded rosters to make sure their players are rested. They're going to make sure their pitching staff is lined up. And as long as they can maintain a decent edge on the Yankees heading into the last 2 weeks of the season, they'll have an opportunity to really, I think, set themselves up to be playing well right when it counts at the end.
Peter, do you think it's more beneficial to be in a tight race for that division title than to have a really comfortable lead heading into those final couple of weeks?
Yeah, you know, that's a really good question, because there's two ways to look at it, that you're sharp because you're playing so well and you've had to win games and, you know, you're used to that kind of atmosphere. And then on the other hand, it's good to have players who are well-rested and have been able to take care of their injuries. You can get the pitcher who you want to start game one of the playoff series lined up to start that game. So I guess I'm sure if you were to ask a manager, they'd much rather be in the position where they can have everything lined up the way they want it. But sometimes you do wonder if that's the way to go, to have a hot team and a team that's had to fight their way into the playoffs. In 13, the Red Sox were in control of the whole season. And the same thing in 2007, and they barreled right through the playoffs. But in 2004, they had to fight their way in and then fight their way through the playoffs. So I don't know that there's any one way that's necessarily better than others, but I think if I were running a team, I'd rather have my guys rested and lined up.
Well, with that in mind, we're talking to Pete Abraham of the Boston Globe, by the way. What's the projected return date for Chris Sale, or is that still up in the air?
That's still up in the air. They're really taking their time with this one. It's not going to be like the last time where he was only out, I think it was 13 days before they brought him back. It seems like this is going to be a little longer. I'll be interested to see if they continue to slump, if they advance that timetable, because Chris has said right along he feels like he could pitch, but they're just being cautious with this because they have the ability to do that and they have the pitching depth to do that. But he's in very good spirits. I talked to him today. I don't think he thinks this is a serious thing at all. I think he feels like they're just being very careful and they want him at his best when it counts. But if they were to continue to Yankees to get closer, I kind of do wonder if at some point they'll say, you know, Chris is going to start a week from today or whatever it might be. Because I do feel like if they decided to name a day that he could start, he could be prepared to get ready for that game.
Pete, you wrote that some of the Red Sox advanced scouts were out watching some guys. Are they still on the lookout potentially for some more bullpen depth before the 31st?
I do think so, but it's kind of complicated now because any player that you would get in a trade would have to clear waivers. And with the Red Sox having the best record in the American League, they're the last American League team that, you know, there's an order to the claiming of players and starts with the worst team in the league all the way up to the best team. So any of the Red Sox rivals, and particularly the Yankees, could claim a player just to block that player from going to the Red Sox. And then the other team would take the player off of waivers, and that's it. He can't be traded at that point. So I don't know how many players, they don't tell us how many players clear waivers, but I would suspect at this point any of them that did would probably not be guys who the Red Sox could use because other teams would try to keep those players away from the Red Sox. The only exception to that is players with a higher salary, a team could claim them and the other team could say, okay, you have them, and just let them go on a waiver claim because the other team would then have to pay their salary. So that would be the only way that if another team in the league was afraid of having to pick up, you know, say $2 more million on a salary or something like that, they let that player clear waivers, then the Red Sox could cut a deal with the other team to get that player. So it's kind of a complicated process. I don't know that you'll see a big-time reliever be available, but they are out there checking out the guys who potentially could be.
Pete, you posted a really interesting piece this afternoon at bostonglobe.com. Big questions for the Red Sox as the playoffs approach. And one of the questions you posed is, who plays third base? Do you think they might consider making a change and moving Nunez over there?
Yeah, I do, because you look at Devers, and he's really struggled, I think, a lot more than people thought he would this year. Especially defensively, it's to a point where every throw you wonder what's going to happen. And the fact that he's back on the disabled list and they're taking their time with that to make sure his hamstring is going to be fine, it wouldn't surprise me at all, you know, if we didn't see him back for another 10 days, maybe 2 weeks. They're talking about him playing some rehab games in the minor leagues before he comes back. And meanwhile, Eduardo Nunez, you know, he's certainly not Mike Schmidt over there or anything like that, but he's, I think, a decent defensive third baseman. He's starting to hit the ball better than he has the rest of the season in the last month or so. So he's not a perfect option, but right now he might be a better option than Devers. Devers offers the power. You know, we saw what he did last year, and he's had some home runs this season. But at some point, especially in the postseason, you wonder if a team that's already pretty good offensively would be willing to sacrifice some of that offense to get better defense. Because it would be a very tough way to lose a game, to have a 21-year-old kid throw a ball away late in the game, and that's what led you to lose. And I think the Red Sox will have some a big decision to make, and they're going to need Devers to show them that he deserves to be back there, I think, before they make that move.
Today they posted the 2019 schedule. Have you cleared the deck so you can get yourself to London?
You know, it's funny. We were just talking about that with Alex Cora. The Red Sox, at one point in that schedule, will play games in three countries over a span of 6 days, which I've never done that before covering baseball. So, and then any other players who make the All-Star team, the All-Star games in Cleveland, they would go from Boston to London to Toronto and then to Detroit and then to Cleveland. So it would be like a 20-day trip for any of those guys who make the All-Star team. So that would be kind of interesting, too. And when we asked Cora about that, somebody said, what about your players who make the All-Star team? And he winked and said, well, hopefully it'll be the manager and the coaches, too.
Pete Abraham of the Boston Globe talking Red Sox with us this afternoon. Pete, we always appreciate you making time for us. Thanks again, and we'll catch up with you again soon.
Anytime. Thanks for having me on.